Been a pretty big story for the past couple of days, talking about 18-year-old Tyler Whitewell. First of all, the cat mutilations in Miami-Dade and in Broward County, they're now saying that they think they're unrelated totally, that maybe dogs were doing it in Broward County. But we're talking about 18-year-old Tyler Wyman, who allegedly killed and mutilated 19 cats in Palmetto Bay and Cutler Bay. His attorney, and here's a couple things that don't make sense about this story. First of all, his attorney says he's not guilty. You got the wrong man. But yet he's under a suicide watch. So if he's not guilty, why would he be threatening or thinking about suicide? Or maybe that's just a precaution. Anyway, we thought we'd find out this morning. Let's just assume for the sake of this discussion that he is guilty. And what would set a kid off? I mean, what would you look for? How would you know maybe that your kid has a propensity to do something like this? Dr. Patrick Wanis is a celebrity life coach and a human behavior expert from Miami and joins us live this morning, who happens to be in New York on dealing with a client. I guess you probably can't talk about that, Patrick.
Well, one of them I can. I mean, I'm here for a couple of clients, but I'm also up here coaching on and off camera a band for the Latin channel Mundos and trying to help them to shift some of their behavior and attitudes.
How's it going?
it's a start. I mean, they missed a flight and it cost the manager like $10,000, so now we have to step up the work to go a little bit deeper, because ultimately what these guys are doing is sabotaging their own success.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's talk about Tyler Wyman. For the sake of this discussion, right now his attorney's saying he didn't do this, although...
Well, you mentioned something very interesting. You said there that he's under suicide watch.
Right.
There could be two reasons which could point to his guilt or to his complete innocence. If he's doing it simply as a way of fooling people, or the fact that he hasn't done this at all, and therefore he's actually, you know, feeling some deep emotion relating to the fact that he's been accused. You see, if he is the guy that actually did this, there's very little chance that he would actually want to take his life for the following reasons. The kind of person that kills animals in this extent and to this extreme, where it's multiple animals, we're talking about extreme mutilation, skinning of the cat, this is someone that would fit into the profile of either a sociopath or a psychopath. And basically the difference is that a sociopath is a person that is resulting in these behaviors based on experiences they had as a child. So it's their environment that's contributed to who they are. The belief of a psychopath is that this person has a link missing in their brain, and therefore they don't feel a sense of guilt, a sense of remorse. They don't actually have a conscience. But the overall profile is someone that can be manipulative and conning, someone that has an inflated sense of their self. They could be almost like a pathological liar. As I said, they have no sense of remorse, no sense of shame or guilt. Most of their emotions tend to be feigned. You know, they tend to be fake, like a very insincere sense of warmth, joy, love, or compassion. They don't have the ability to love. They lack all empathy, and they're unable to empathize with the pain of their victims. And I just want to add this, because there's obviously many, many other possible behavioral traits, but Bernie Madoff being an example of a sociopath, someone that never felt the pain of their victims. So he's what we call almost like the white-collar sociopath, the kind of people that commit fraud and have no sense of shame, no sense of guilt, no conscience about ripping people off of their life savings or ripping off a grandmother of her last bit of money left in her life. It seems to me the other quality that's very important to understand is most of this is a kind of repressed anger and rage. So let's not say that Tyler's guilty, but let's say there is a kid around his age who's doing this. It's possible that he was abused or something really horrible happened to him as a child, and he's repressed a lot of that anger and rage, and he's taking it out.
Yeah, but Patrick, why cats? Why not cats, dogs, whatever animal he can get? Why just cats? I mean, we just found out this morning that he had dissected cats in his class at Palmetto Senior High School last year.
Well, dissecting cats at school may have been part of a school experiment. I don't know that
right.
was necessarily cruel. But there's been many cases around the world where it's done to cats. In fact, there's one in the Philippines right now in a university where they're trying to do something about this kid who did it. And in the Philippines, they have a major problem with cats. Cats are running everywhere. But the reason that some people will pick cats as a victim is because they're much more helpless than a dog. A dog will tend to bite you. You're not going to have as much control. The cat has a lot less power. And I think also because of the sounds that it might make. It's hard to say why is it particularly a cat. I think overall, only because it seems much more helpless and we tend to think of a cat as being much sweeter, a greater sense of innocence. So therefore, the pain inflicted on the cat would be greater than inflicting on a stronger animal such as a dog.
I know you can't tell much from a photograph, but I'm looking at his mugshot here this morning, and I'll tell you what, he's the kind of kid that, clean-cut kid, good-looking kid, the kind of kid that your daughter, you'd like to have your daughter bring home and say, this is my boyfriend, Tyler. I mean, are there any kinds of profiles that you could point at to say somebody may be prone to animal cruelty or this kind of behavior?
Well, some of them are the ones that I said, but also might be the kind of person that, and again, we're talking about someone that's very young, so usually it starts at a very young age. If he fits into this sort of profile, he should have already been in trouble with the law by now. But other signs might be someone that's very secretive, they're paranoid, but at the same time, they don't think that there's anything wrong with them. They can be very controlling, they can be very authoritarian. They never accept responsibility for what they do. They always blame others, and they're always manipulating. So I think there's some of the basics. It's hard to tell from a photo unless you can see expressions on his face as to whether this is the kind of person that would do it. But at the same time, they're also great actors. You know, they're great actors. But the greatest thing, I think, is when you get them alone, there are going to be certain things that are going to give them away, even if it's like a glibness or a superficial charm.
Right.
It's basically this, the outside, the exterior is so fake that you feel it. You might also feel this sense of creepiness around them. And then if you get to talk to them, you realize they have no real empathy. They have no ability to love.
Dr. Wanis, we're out of time here this morning. Give us your website. Somebody wants to read more about your work. And by the way, it's fascinating. I was reading up on some of it yesterday.
Thank you. PatrickWanis.com.
W-A-N-N-I-S, PatrickWanis.com. Good luck on your trip in New York, and thanks for being with us this morning. It's 8:49 at News Talk 850 WFTL.